You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I've got a couple things that might actually end up being more full-blown segments for our show. They went down and asked a whole bunch of parents the stuff that they think schools should spend some time teaching their, students. The various skills other than, calculus and stuff like that. Kind of more along the lines of real life skills. This has been a debate for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
The whole thing, do we need to learn this? Why don't you teach kids this? And I find myself falling into the middle of the argument. Like the parents are saying, you should be teaching kids how to save money. You should be teaching them how to invest. You should be teaching them, how taxes work. And I'm sorry, a big chunk of me is like, well, you're a parent. Why the hell can't you teach
your kids down when you do your taxes and you're collecting everything and show them what needs to be done?
And don't ever give me this, we don't have time, and then turn around and tell me about the 14-hour TV show you just binge-watched.
Right.
But on the other hand, I do see that a lot of this would be helpful in a classroom situation. So count me in on both sides. Yeah, I think some of it should be in class, but I think, personally, my opinion, I think the bulk of this should be a parent's responsibility.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so here's a little News for Nerds story that is going to make people groan because they've always liked to use excuses for why they binge eat. Polished off an entire bag of chips and queso.
Mm-hmm.
And why?
Whole bag
because
of Oreos.
I'm so stressed out.
Stress eating.
And people will say, don't you know that stress causes binge eating? Have you not seen the studies on that? Yeah, I have. And the studies say you're full of more than just chips and queso.
Mm-mm-mm.
This is out of Cambridge in England. They know a thing. Those are some smarty pants.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah.
They've done a full-blown study on this, and they say, sorry, we're taking away your excuse. There is no connection between having a lot of stress and losing your self-control when it comes to eating a bunch of junk food.
I disagree.
They say those two things are not connected in your brain. Sorry. They say stress does alter your brain activity, but not in that way. It has nothing to do with you eating. So it's just that you...
I don't believe it.
Have times where you just become a big pig, It ain't stress.
I think it's stress. You're pacing, you're stressed about something, you're pacing, you get in the cupboard and you're eating the chips and you're stressed. We've all done it. They don't know.
It's a convenient excuse.
They don't know.
And I think we are really reluctant to give up answers that take the responsibility away from us.
Right.
We are very quick to say, it was nothing I could do. I was totally out of control.
I couldn't control myself. So stressed.
No, you had control. You just sucked at it. So anyway, there's your News for Nerds story for the day. What else is trending?
Here we go. The worst news of the day.
I thought of you.
And let me start by saying I do love this store. I love it. In fact, it's on my to-do list for tomorrow. I have to go to Costco.
Mm-hmm.
But the worst news of the day is Costco is planning on bringing back their free samples. So you can stand there now in front of a plexiglass barrier and sample your Swedish meatballs and your noodles and your pita chips and frozen blueberries or whatever you're sampling.
Yeah.
And gumming up the flow of traffic and making my trip take twice as long. Because y'all ain't never tasted a chicken nugget before. This is horrible news, Dom. This one thing I've enjoyed about the pandemic is my Costco trips. I can zip up and down those aisles. They're not all blocked by people going in for their lunch. I will say it will give those sweet little sample people something to do because in some cases I'll go in and they'll just have the cart sitting there with like a package of noodles and one of those sweet little old ladies just sitting behind it, just twiddling her thumb, just sitting there and with a package of noodles. They have nothing else to do. I mean, they're
what
not giving a sample. I don't know. And they look so bored and I always feel bad for them, but yeah, Costco's bringing the samples back. So there
you
go.
You know what? I see a strange, I don't know if it would be irony, but I see, I'll just call it that. A very funny, strange irony is if when you become older and retired, you become a sample person at Costco. Not a greeter at Walmart.
No, I'd rather you be a sample guy. I'll try to control the flow of traffic if I do it. I'll be telling people to move it along. All right, move it along.
I could see you doing the samples, but at the same time, you're saying, hey, scoot your cart over a little bit.
You're backing it up. You're backing things up here, Skippy. Let's move it along. Here's your crap on celebrities. Y'all remember that kid from Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin? I guess he has a girlfriend. Brenda Song is her name.
And he's not a kid anymore, isn't that weird?
No, he's 40. He's my age. They welcomed a baby boy last Monday, Dakota Song Culkin, in honor of Macaulay's sister, who passed away in 2008. But yeah, Macaulay's 40. She's 33. First child for both of them. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that kind of weird to think about that goofy kid from that movie has a baby now?
A Home Alone kid being a dad.
And him being a dad. He's an odd dude.
His podcast is pretty popular, though, isn't it?
It is. I've listened to it a few times. A little too much pot weed talk for me. And now this guy's a dad, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's not for me either.
But I know it's popular. It is, yeah. Fans of Luke Bryan. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. You might not see him on American Idol for a few weeks. He's got the Rona. He's also not going to be on Sunday's ACM Awards. So if you're a country fan, a Luke Bryan fan, we actually had American Idol on. When was that? Last night? Was it on last night?
You did.
Night before? First time we've watched that in years. And now I know why. It was bad. It was really
bad.
I was
afterwards?
Like, oh, let's turn this off. We talked yesterday about how it was National Grilled Cheese Day. Well, in honor of the holiday, Kraft invented grilled cheese incense. You can burn these incense in your house and it'll smell like grilled cheese. They're giving away 1,000 sticks. If you want to win one, you got to tweet something cheese related, I guess, to hashtag breathe cheesy.
Why do they always make us jump through hoops?
I don't know.
Just put it out for $3.99. I'll buy it.
Right. Here is your Fat America. There's a recipe on the Food Network's website that's gone viral right now. It's called Crunchy Snap Pea Popcorn Salad. You pop some popcorn, you sprinkle it with white cheddar flavoring. So far, so good. You whip it up in a bowl of mayo, sour cream, vinegar, sugar, and Dijon. Then you try to make it healthy by adding snap peas, carrots, and celery. And then you dump the popcorn into that mix and you stir it all up. And they said it's related to some sort of Midwestern dish. I am not familiar with whatever that dish is.
Huh.
The quote is, it's so Midwestern, so quirky, and so delicious. And I guess people on social are flipping out about it.
Well, doesn't it make the popcorn all
soggy? That's exactly what I thought. You can have soggy popcorn.
Soggy popcorn's like wet toilet paper.
It's the worst. So I don't know. I guess I'd try it. Crunchy Snap Pea Popcorn Salad. It's on our Facebook if you want to check it out. And real quick, this is kind of funny. Someone just figured out there's a hidden voice command on your Teslas. I was just talking about this the other day. I just drove a Tesla. So I guess you got to go into the radio or whatever you do on the screen and you give it a voice command and you say open bunghole and it opens the charging port in the back. Boop, pops it right open. And I guess if you say close bunghole, it closes the port, Dom.
Sure.
This is just
the kind of stuff that Elon Musk will embrace.
It's a little nod to Beavis and Butthead, if you remember that show back in the day. And so very Elon Musk, isn't it? So let's close this bunghole and do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I want you to watch a video. It's the greatest sports play that you're going to see all year, I guarantee. It's an 18-year-old professional bowler. His name is Anthony, a.k.a. the Ginger Assassin. He converted the dreaded 7-10 split during a bowling match on Sunday, Dom.
Hmm.
It's been 30 years since another pro did it on live TV, and it was epic.
What makes it is the announcer who's losing his mind. The announcer sounds like he's 18 also.
They flip out.
Yeah.
As they should. Fun. It's pretty intense.
On a personal level, I was thrilled to see it because the Ginger Assassin is a lefty bowler like I am.
Hey, look at that. He just slings that thing down there.
He does. And if you watch the replay afterwards from the side angle, he's got some heft in his thighs and his booty.
He's got some junk in the trunk, and I think that helps with that throw.
Torques it, man, when he gets it.
Put the booty into it, Ginger Assassin.
But it's very cool to see.
Sad thing is he still lost the match, but he has this. Oh, poor guy. Anyway, check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.